Becoming the person I was meant to be. My name is Terry and I'm an alcoholic. I fell through the doors of Alcoholics Anonymous, a hopeless, helpless drunk, on April 5th, 2000. I was beaten, broken, bankrupt and bald, as I had restyled my hair in a blackout. My introduction to AA was the opening meeting of the Inverness Gathering, where an unknown man shared his experience, strength and hope. I identified with him and realised that maybe, just maybe, I too was an alcoholic. And if he could do it, there might be hope for me. Before I had listened, really listened to what that man shared, I thought it was impossible for someone like me, who still held a responsible job, drove a company car and wore a business suit, to be an alcoholic. I was in complete denial. I'd left my husband and two remaining children at home and was drinking myself into oblivion on a nightly basis. The unacceptable had become acceptable. The following night, I joined a home group and watched how everyone set up and washed up after the meeting. Eventually, I asked if I could help and, as an ardent and vociferous non-smoker, I was allocated the task of emptying the ashtrays. This was the first step on my service journey in AA. I believe my higher power led me to meet my sponsor, who introduced me to the 12-step program of Alcoholics Anonymous. I was afforded the time to grow in recovery and to understand, develop, and build my relationship with my higher power. I was then introduced to AA's 12 traditions and concepts, and I learned to try to practice these daily. Through the example of other members I had the privilege to work with in service at group, intergroup, and regional level. At times throughout my recovery, I have hit the wall of complacency. These are the very times I need to do more service, not less. My spiritual journey has been enhanced time and time again, when I have actively engaged in my primary purpose. And it was beyond my wildest dreams to be ratified as trustee for Highlands and Islands Region at Conference 2018. As a trustee of the General Service Board, I was appointed to serve in the Nominations Committee, known as NOMS. My duties include conducting telephone interviews of nominees for the various service position vacancies on the subcommittees. This requires me to prepare thoroughly and to try to put the member at ease to ensure that they enjoy the interview. I then submit a written report to the chair and other members of the NOMS. As in all groups within the fellowship, decisions are based on the group conscience. I also chair the health subcommittee, along with another trustee and a non-alcoholic trustee. Since AA's earliest inception, health professionals have played a vital role in the AA's journey. Historically, Dr. W.D. Silkworth, Dr. Bob, and Sister Ignatius set the bar very high, and the current health subcommittee worked tirelessly to carry the message to as many health professionals as possible. From north to south, the Channel Islands, and continental Europe, countless presentations and open meeting workshops have been delivered to more than 2,000 student and vocational doctors, nursing degree students, midwives, police, firemen, and frontline staff. In early sobriety, my concentration was so poor that I could neither read nor comprehend whole chapters of text. But every night, my bedtime reading was the Scottish Fellowship magazine, Roundabout. I identified with the members who did service by writing articles and sharing their experience, strength and hope, and Roundabout became a well-used tool in my spiritual toolkit. Imagine my feelings when in November 2019, I was asked if I would carry out the service responsibility of chairing the Roundabout subcommittee. I knew and respected previous trustees and editors of the magazine. I understand the love the Scottish Fellowship has for Roundabout, and as in every other service role I've carried out, I'm only asked to try. The editorial team produce a wonderful magazine every month, and my role is one of support and guidance. Even through COVID, the team have made sure the AA members get their roundabouts. When I came to AA, all I wanted to do was get the hell out of my life. Instead, through practicing the 12-step program, working with my sponsor, sponsoring others, and having a higher power in my life, I've been able to give back. Through commitment to my primary purpose and service, that which was freely given, enabling me to grow into the person I was meant to be. Terry S., Friar Street, Inverness.